cyanide detoxification, and I was wondering what the plans for disposal of that sludge were.
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Collins speaking. We're using the SO2 air process, and we're going to be treating a slurry to destroy the residual cyanide and precipitate metals. So the sludges that are generated as part of that process are actually contained within the slurry. They stay with the solids and go out to the tailings impoundment with the solids. So those sludges will be co-disposed with the mill tailings.
Thank you. Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks, Larry. One last question. Could AEM advise the board if the security estimate that was provided included that for the Baker Lake facility? And if not, does the GN hold security for that facility, which is on Commissioner's land?
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, the numbers you saw there, the estimates do not include the Meadow Bank facility. Those were the INEC estimates for the site. There have been separate estimates done for the Baker Lake facilities. They're in the closure plans that were submitted. And I do not know the answer to the question of whether the GN holds security yet for those. I don't think they do, but I stand to be corrected on that.
Thank you. Dave?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No further questions from the technical staff. I believe Dion has a question.
Good, Dion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dion Filiatro. When the board issued the Type B water license for the marshalling area in Baker Lake last year, they did not impose security on that facility. And through discussions between the water board and Cumberland at the time, and it was AEM had just taken over, it was my understanding that that amount of security was going to be incorporated into a total amount of security that would be put under the Type A water license. Can you confirm from your perspective if that was your understanding?
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't know of any of those negotiations. We have, obviously, with the facilities here in Baker Lake, we have been in the process of actually moving those from a land use lease to a lease. And so what the GN has done is extended our current permits for those sites in order to allow us to complete a lease arrangement. And we've been under the impression that during that lease arrangement that security would be an issue, but I'm not privy to whether that discussion took place or how it took place. That's I can't answer that question for you, Dion.
Thank you. Dion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for the board's information, we will search the written record and try and find the confirmation that was provided by AEM and put it on the record.
Thank you. Is there any more questions from staff? Okay. Thank you. Is there any question from board? I'd like to ask Bob, do you have any question to the applicant?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Everything is...
Thank you, Bob.
Any questions from this committee?
Thank you, applicant. Now, the next, the interveners would be INAC. Can you come to the table? Dion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering if we could just take 5 minutes to load up their presentation and make sure that everything's working properly.
Okay, yeah, we take that 5 minute break for preparation.
Michael Nadler. I'm the Regional Director General for Indian and Northern Affairs Canada in Nunavut. I would like to thank the Water Board for this opportunity to make a presentation and for having had the opportunity to make an intervention regarding the Meadowbank Gold Mine Project's water license. I'm joined today by Jim Rogers at my far left, who is the manager of water resources for my department here in Nunavut, and Ken Landa, who is with the Federal Department of Justice and serves as counsel for our regional office. Behind me, off to my left, I'd like to introduce Mark Watson, Eric Fier, and Ken Armstrong of EBA Engineering Consultants, as well as John Brody from John Brody Consulting Limited, who have provided technical advice to the department for our intervention and presentation. That's okay, Angeline's over. On behalf of my colleagues, I would like to express our appreciation to the hamlet and people of Baker Lake for their kind hospitality during our visit. Our department takes very seriously its role in water management in Nunavut, so we would like to thank the Water Board, the Kivalliq Inuit Association, and Agnico Eagle Mines for their collaboration and cooperation in responding to our questions and concerns in preparing this intervention and today's presentation. Members of the audience and the public can find handouts at the back of the room. The handouts are slightly different. We have made changes to our presentation based on the proponent's presentation of this morning and discussion with other parties. The changes are very modest. The Meadowbank project and these hearings are important milestones for Nunavut. The project could be the second major mining project to open in Nunavut, and these hearings mark the Nunavut Water Board's third review of a mining project. I'm making this presentation today because Indian and Northern Affairs Canada has specific responsibilities arising from legislation, regulation, policy, and the Nunavut Land Claims Agreement to work with the Water Board, the proponent, and other parties and stakeholders on water management issues in Nunavut. These responsibilities include, or these policies and legislation and regulations include, the Department of Indian and Northern Development Act, the DIAND Act, the Nunavut Land Claims Agreement Act, the Nunavut Land Claims Agreement, the Territorial Lands Act and Regulations, the Nunavut Waters and Nunavut Surface Rights Tribunal Act, the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act, and the Indian and Northern Affairs Canada Mine Reclamation Policy for the Territory of Nunavut. Indian and Northern Affairs Canada has a very broad mandate in the territory. For the Meadowbank project, we have roles in land and water administration, environmental protection, and the management of natural resource development. We take these roles very seriously and have ensured that our intervention is informed by the knowledge of individuals with appropriate technical expertise and training. Our review of Agnico Eagle's Mine's water license application has considered the environmental assessment review previously conducted by the Nunavut Impact Review Board. We have also considered the applications and supporting information of water licenses previously issued by the Nunavut Water Board for the project, such as the laydown area at Baker Lake, the all-weather road, exploration activities, and construction activities.
Slow down just a bit.
Sure. Our work has also considered the present application for a Type A water license and all supporting information, plus information provided by Agnico Eagle at the recent pre-hearing and technical meeting, and the presentation of this morning. While our department's mandate is broad, we have nonetheless limited our review to issues for which we have responsibility. These include water quality and quantity, surface and permafrost disturbance, waste management where it may affect water, and abandonment and reclamation planning. The mining operations of the Meadowbank Gold Project will be almost entirely on Inuit-owned land, administered by the Kivalliq Inuit Association. The project's laydown area is located within the hamlet of Baker Lake. The project's access road has been constructed on IOL, Inuit-owned